So welcome, everybody. Welcome to Coach the Coach for the Life Coach Training October 2015 group. This is Section A and Coach the Coach 4, Class 2, as I said. My name is Beth Barnes, and I'm going to be with you today for the next 90 minutes, and we're just going to be coaching. One of the things I wanted to say, so something I forgot to say last week, is that for those people who are coaching, you can let me know at the beginning if you'd just like to coach, and then at the end I'll jump in and give you feedback or say whatever, or if you want me to jump in at any point, let me know while you're coaching. So what I'm going to try to do, it's hard, but what I'm going to try to do is stay out of it and let you guys coach. And of course, if there's somewhere there where there's a teaching moment or something that comes up that would be great for you to just to point out, I will do that. I will jump in and point it out. But other than that, I'll just let you coach and we'll get feedback at the end. How does that sound for everybody?
Sounds good.
Yeah, I would be happy for you to jump in and do teaching moments while I'm coaching. And if there's anything that you'd like to point out about where the session is heading, I'm totally excited for that, and that's why I wanted to coach in class with you. Because it's a little bit different than just coaching one-to-one. So I would love that feedback.
Perfect. So that's great, Robin. I'll do that. And the thing I should let you know is that what I find is that I actually really love listening to people coach. And somebody's got a lot of noise beside their mic. So it's not because I'm looking for what you do and what you don't do and all those kinds of things. But the reason I love listening to people coach is because what comes across is your own distinct style, and it's easy to see, or for me to see when you're coaching. So I actually like to give you a little bit of feedback about that. Of course, the thing to remember in this session in Coach to Coach 4 is that you're still in the process of mastering the tools. So it's like you're using all the tools, and deciding when you're going to use what just based on your intuition. And what tends to happen is as you become more comfortable with the tool, your own style begins to show up more. So don't worry if, like, at this point you think, oh, I have no style. That happens. It kind of happens after you've got a good sense of the tools and you don't have to think about it all the time. So even though this is coaching, probably for most of you, has been pretty natural. Like, I think most people who sign up for coach training, it's been something that they've done most of their lives. But what happens when you start learning things, sometimes it feels like, I thought I was good at this, now I'm not. But after a certain point with practicing, it becomes very comfortable. And that's when you start to sort of move into your own style and your own approach and you kind of make the tools your own. So if there are things that I hear that I think will help you in terms of recognizing your own style or looking at the areas where you might get stuck, I'll let you know, and you can ask for that. So it's kind of like that's why I like giving feedback on these calls, the Coach Four calls. So yay, we're gonna get started. I'll do just a mini grounding like I did last week, and then we'll have Robin coaching David, and we still have our next pair will be. We still need somebody to get coached. Maria is going to be coaching. And so think about that. I'll ask for that once we get to the end of this session. All right. So sit in a chair or stand with your back straight. Anywhere is great. And just have your feet flat on the ground. And take a deep belly breath. You might want to close your eyes and just allow yourself to get into your body, to feel your own body and to leave what is happening outside of this call, either before you got here. Just leave that, because that'll come back afterwards. So allow yourself this time and take some deep belly breaths. And as you inhale, feel your belly rise. And as you exhale, feel your belly fall. And allow the oxygen to move through your body as you deeply inhale. So the oxygen moves to the tips of your fingers and the tips of your toes as you continue your deep belly breath. Now take your attention on your feet. And specifically the insoles of your feet. And imagine your two ground roots. There are two roots that come out of the bottoms of your feet. And by the force of gravity, they go down through the earth, through all the layers of the earth, through the rocks, the granite, soil, all the way down, deep, deep, deeply down into the core of the earth. And your two grounding roots, they attach to the core of the earth. And it feels safe and secure. And you feel connected to this grounding earth energy. And just enjoy that sensation for a moment. And now we're going to focus once more on your breathing. You might want to wiggle your fingers, toes, and open your eyes when you're ready, and come back to the room. Excellent. All right. So Robin, you're going to be coaching David, and take it away when you're ready.
Great, thank you. Hi, David.
Hey, Robin. How you doing?
Oh, sorry. I just had a cat jump off a ledge. Now I'm doing good.
You want me to talk to you?
How are you? Yeah, I might need some cat coaching. Yeah. So, David, tell me what's going on. What in your life is troubling?
I'd say probably at the present time, at the present moment, I think my biggest struggle is probably just having this cohort all wrapping up and trying to figure out what's going to be next for me with this coaching. And albeit not trying to stress about it too much, but it seems to be that it seems to be more and more that I've moved through this program, the more and more I've found, was able to find more of me and find myself, and kind of really wanting to put that out in the world to help others find themselves. But I find myself in a position right now where it seems like everything is just came to a standstill. It's like all the movement, everything is just came to a screeching halt, if you will. And that's probably where my biggest struggle lies right now, is just trying to move through that. And trying to handle that with grace and ease and like the flow of a river, and not trying to stress about it too terribly much. But that would probably be my biggest thing right now, is just where do I draw the line to not force myself to do too much, but yet not do too little. if that makes sense.
So, David, why is it important to handle this with grace and ease?
Well, it just seems to be the way that I've evolved into my life right now is that it seems that that's what works for me. And whenever I try to step out of that and do anything any differently, it just doesn't feel right.
For myself. Say more about how the grace and ease is interacting with things being at a standstill.
The struggle probably is like just when things are kind of really slowed down and the momentum seems like it has stopped a little bit, I find myself trying to like ease into that, but like accept it for what it is as reality, but also struggle with where do I push to like do more. You need to do more. You're not doing enough, or you know, something like that. That's where the struggle comes in, because I know that's like my old way of thinking, and my new way of thinking is not that anymore. So I think there's a little bit of a battle that goes on between the two right now when things are a little uncomfortable.
So I have a hunch that you're feeling like, despite all the work that you've done, you see your old stories popping up and you feel yourself sliding into that, and that feels uncomfortable. Tell me where I'm wrong.
I think the first part of what you say is probably, it's been a little bit of a running theme throughout the course, but I think the end of what you say as far as like, I don't feel myself slipping back into my old ways and my old thought forms, but the energy seems to be creeping back in a little bit where I'm kind of trying to like say, okay, you know, I appreciate you showing up and being here, but I'm good. I'm good where I am right now. I just need to keep doing what I'm doing and be okay with that. But it's still a little bit of a uneasiness there.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you have a good approach. It sounds like you have come a long way and that you know how you want to approach it and that you're able to recognize when that's not happening. And so... It seems to me we want to kind of get things moving a little bit for you. How do you feel about that?
Okay, sure.
Tell me a little bit about what you've been doing lately or not doing that. Why does it feel like your momentum has dropped off?
I guess because building client hours, I mean, I've get down to about the last one or two that I need, and it seems like there's nothing there. But, you know, I just, you know, created a Facebook page, which was a total step, and then other things other than that. And then it's like, okay, so I'm feeling like maybe the website's the next thing, but not quite sure because I'm not quite feeling it. And I don't want to force myself to jump into something that's not quite resonating within myself right now. It just doesn't feel like it's possibly the next step. I'm really not sure what the next step is.
Okay. I like that you have taken a turtle step, an action step. I saw your Facebook page. It looked great to me. Congrats on getting that up. Also, congrats on being 1 or 2 hours away from reaching your goal. To me, that's fantastic. So I'd like to echo that back to you, that you've actually made a ton of progress. And at the same time, sometimes it can feel like that last little bit is the hardest.
Let's
honor that. And let's have that have its due. What would it be like for you, to focus your attention on, that things aren't feeling easy right now? I'm wondering if there's a way that we can approach the struggle that you're in and allow it to be a little bit of a struggle instead of saying that it must be graceful and easy. What happens for you when you hear me say that? What happens in your body?
Well, actually, it made a lot of sense when you said just kind of be okay to be uneasy, like to just accept that that's the way it is right now and that's okay. And when I say gracefully, I mean, I'm trying to do that part of what you just said gracefully, which is like accept it gracefully and like understand and see it for exactly what it is, that it is a little bit of a struggle right now and that I need to see that as a struggle and be okay with that as a struggle right now in my life.
So, David, you are a very graceful man as far as my opinion of you. I've met you. We've talked a lot. Just from the very tone of your voice, you're a graceful man, and I love that about you. And sometimes it's okay to just get down and dirty. And I know that was your old self, right? In your old life,
right.
You were in construction, and you played sports, and those things are like down and dirty. And I'm wondering if we can play with this a little bit to kind of bring up something that maybe you've said, well, that's the old me and I don't do it that way anymore, but maybe there's some old wisdom there that we can bring forward here. So maybe we could play with, just play with this a little bit, the struggle. Are you willing to play with the struggle with me for a little bit?
Yep. Sure am.
What I'd like to do is the dream analysis with the body tool, but with the struggle.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you to embody the struggle and talk to me as the struggle and tell me a little bit about who you are and what you want, what you're looking for, and what you need. Can we do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, great. So a deep breath is probably good to just let things settle out and maybe close your eyes. And I want you to leave the space of being David. And I want you to become the struggle to restart the momentum, the struggle to get those last client hours, the struggle to figure out what's next.
Okay.
When you're the struggle, let me know.
Okay, I'm there.
Struggle, thanks for coming to talk with us today.
Sure.
Can you please give us 3 words to describe yourself? I am the struggle, and I am
the struggle. I am hard, difficult, and challenging.
I am the struggle, and I am hard, difficult, and challenging. And struggle, how are you here to help David?
I'm here to let him know that we're not trying to bother him or hurt him. We're just here as a support mechanism for him to make him realize that he's not alone in all of this. And he has us anytime he needs to lean on us.
Great, I'm just jotting that down, struggle.
Okay.
And struggle, do you have a particular message for the struggler?
Hang in there. You're doing just fine.
Is there anything else you'd like to tell the struggler?
It's okay to be scared. It's okay to feel the way you do. That'll pass. But just don't ignore us.
Just don't ignore us.
Mm-hmm. We don't like that very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I'm going to call David back now.
Okay.
David, maybe shake that off a little bit. If you need to get up and shake it off, or just in your chair.
Yeah.
Or...
Done.
Whew, that's good work. Good work,
yeah,
David.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
The Struggle showed up and described himself as hard, or maybe themselves. I heard an us. Themselves
mm-hmm.
as hard,
mm-hmm.
difficult, and challenging. And the Struggle says that he's here to let you know that they are here to let you know that they're a support mechanism and that you're not alone in all of this. And that they are here for you when you need to lean on them. And the message for you is hang in there. You're doing just fine. It's okay to be scared. It's okay to feel the way you do. Just don't ignore us.
Okay.
So I want to ask you,
mm-hmm.
how have you been ignoring the Struggle?
I would probably say not really being with it, not really hanging out with it long enough. I might acknowledge it, but I probably don't give it its due long enough. Not spending enough time with it.
Mm. Yeah, it feels like it wants a little attention, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a little. And that's probably all I've been doing is just giving a little, but I can definitely want to give more. Which is what I've come accustomed to lately is to be able to do that. I think I kind of slipped there a little bit on this part, on this one. That's maybe probably why I was feeling the intensity of the Struggle a little bit more because I didn't spend enough time with him, which I will make sure that I will do after having this conversation with you.
Yeah, and you know it's perfectly okay to realize and recognize in life for any of us as a human being that we have not wanted to struggle. Because who you talk to that says, yeah, I look forward to struggling. I want to struggle. We want things to be
exactly.
easy and natural. And yet there it is, and it's presenting itself to you and saying that here it is to support you.
Right, exactly.
And so
probably lost that focus a little bit. Yeah.
Spending some time with the Struggle, but what does that mean to you? What do you feel like you could do? What is one easy thing, super easy thing that you could do right after this phone call to spend a little bit of time being friends with the Struggle, leaning on the Struggle for some support, and then playing and being creative, getting into that creative play space, and allowing that Struggle to actually help propel you forward. Can you think of anything easy?
Yeah, I mean, I could go float in the pool for a little bit and spend a little bit of time with it, and then when that's said and done, when that feels about right, then I can shake hands with it and say, I appreciate you being here for me, and let me bugger off now and see what's coming up next, because after you do something like that, it usually has a tendency to clear your head a little bit so you can actually push forward without...
How is floating in the pool engaging with that? That sounds great, by the way, but how are you going to engage with that in the pool?
Oh, that's, to me, it's simple, because when I can float in the pool, it's almost like a inner self-meditation that I could actually really... spend some quiet time tapping into exactly the messages that they might be giving me and spending some time with feeling uncomfortable in the situation that I'm in right now.
Okay, so that seems like you have a pretty good handle on that. And I don't want to lead you into different suggestions. I had a couple of thoughts pop into my mind, but I'll only share them if you're interested.
Sure, go for it. I'm always open.
I wonder if creating some kind of physical metaphor for struggle might help you access that in some way. So the pool is a very relaxing, easy place to be, and maybe you're floating on a pad or in a chair. What would happen if you tied your feet together and then got in the pool and floated? Or, you know, even just tied an armband around your arm, something to remind you of the struggle that you're enduring that is with you. And then you can take that into the pool and sit with it.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be that. It could be anything that you want to feel.
Sure. I mean, I could even be
different to you.
I could even be in a pool and go hold my breath and feel that struggle.
You could put water wings on.
Exactly. All of them. Good ideas. All of them. I could definitely, do that and feel a little bit of a sense of a struggle and then spend some time with how that felt. For sure.
I think that you have come such a long way through this training, David, and that you are so close to getting ready to be certified. And then what? It's a great question. Then what? And the beautiful thing is that it's wide open for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so my hunch is that you'll find that the struggle is only in terms of choosing what it is that you want to play with next.
Yeah, true. It's all about perception, that's for sure.
I could coffee talk, Bev. Maybe this is the end of the session. Maybe you have some ideas.
It seems like a very natural end. I just said a word. I just said cool, because it seems like okay, very natural end.
Very good.
Exactly.
So, yeah. It was
wonderful. So, yeah. So let's just talk about this because there's such lots of great stuff. But first, why don't we find out from David? So David, what's your feedback for Robin? What really did you really like? Are there any things that were more difficult for you?
No, Robin and I, we're old hats at this with each other. It's been a while since we've been able to do this, but I've always liked his style and his warmth and how he's able to just pick something out, pick a tool and go to it and use it, and he does it very well, and he makes you feel very comfortable when he's doing it, and you're just kind of very much open to what he has to offer and suggest to you. To get to the next level, to get to where you're not feeling as much as you do. And I don't feel nearly like I did when I first started. So kudos to him for that. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the flow of it.
Yeah. So one specific question. How did you feel when he was coaching you? How did you feel? Body sensation, anything else?
I was very relaxed until he had me become uncomfortable, and that's part of it, and then that was in the pit of the stomach, and that was where you can tap into actually feeling what it was there to do for you. So yeah, very, very comfortable. I'm very relaxed.
Yeah, because the sense I got was the way it felt for me as I was listening, was that you were kind of enveloped in love. That's how it felt. To me, that's the style of Robin's coaching, that he holds, it's almost like a blanket of love around the person he's coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious if that was a sensation, if that's something that resonates with you, or...
Yeah, it's very, very comfortable. And it could be that, you know, he and I have done this before, and it's just a comfortableness that he and I had developed over the time. But I generally am pretty much open to just about anybody's process, and I am pretty much open to just being really open to whatever they have to offer to improve.
Yeah.
The way I feel.
Thanks. That's great. So, Robin, I'll move to you too. So, tell me what do you find in your coaching? What do you think worked well? Or is there anything that you think didn't work so well? I'd love to find out from you what your impression was of your coach.
I didn't know what I was going to do ahead of time. I have my Byron Katie worksheet sitting here next to me just in case I needed that. And so I certainly thought it was interesting that the dream analysis tool was the one that popped up for me. But it felt right, and so that's why I went with it. I wonder if I got far enough down the road with David after the dream analysis tool. I felt like that was a good opening for us to kind of get in there and maybe do something a little bit deeper. And I know we have a shorter time here in this class, but I felt like maybe there's just something more that I could have guided David towards in terms of really engaging with that struggle. And so I don't know. I don't know if that's what you guys heard or not, but I felt like there was something that was just a little bit short. And maybe it was what you just said, which was getting into the body and feeling the sensations in the pit in his stomach and kind of going back into that afterwards and doing a little of work in there. But I'd love to have your feedback on that.
Yeah, no, I actually don't. I think that what you did was exactly what was needed. And I think that what it felt like was that you were very much there. You were listening, providing a safe space. Clearly you have a relationship, but I think that even despite having a relationship, that, you know, you get along with somebody who's done this before, I think that each session is still a session. So it's still creating that environment for somebody, which I think that you really did. The dream analysis was wonderful, was a wonderful way to go. I love the fact that the tool just sort of came up and it seemed like a really good way to go. I love the fact that you even started to focus on the struggle, because that was something that he was talking about, and, you know, making peace with the fact. I think it was really key. I think even just going there, because what happens after a coaching session is people process. They process and think about it afterwards. And so he's going to process and think about that whole idea of the struggle. And what you were really getting at was that it's okay that those sensations are okay. Just notice them. And he got a very clear message from his body. Don't avoid them. It's not you to shove it down. It's that you allow it to be and see what comes of it. So my sense is that you did exactly what was needed in this session. There were, like, just so many, many good things. And truth is, like, so people are listening to this, there were many, many different ways to go on this. So there's no right way or wrong way. I really like the way, actually, that you went. I'll just go through, because I wrote notes throughout. So what happened? So he was saying, my biggest struggle is having the program wrap up and decide what's next for me. But he said everything's at a standstill at the screeching halt. Now, not everything is at a standstill. You could have started with that. You could have looked at, you know, is that true? Because there was this whole idea that he was telling himself that things were at a standstill, when in fact the process of change and transformation is not action. It's not all action. A lot of it's happening inside. So my sense is the only way to bring it back, you know, what you did, the way you did it was perfect. The only way you could bring it back is to go back to that everything is at a standstill place. Because the fact that he is acknowledging that and dealing with this sense of struggle, not struggle, trying to push it down or acknowledging it exists, that's a step in the process. So So nothing's at a standstill, actually. The big lie is that everything's at a standstill that he's telling himself. So there was that. That was the only tiny little thing you could come to, but that doesn't matter because that, what he needed to know was what he was doing right now.
I have that double underlined here in my notes. Everything is at a standstill. So yeah, that's definitely something
yeah.
I picked up on right away.
Yeah, and he's that screeching halt. Then
yeah.
I love the question, why is it important to handle this with grace and ease? And now that I've talked to both of you, I get a sense that, oh, you know David. You know what he's been doing, trying to do this. So when you know somebody, it's great. You can use everything you know about that person. Like if you're, for example, coaching, you know, somebody who you've been a friend with for a long time says, yeah, I'd really like you to coach me. Coach them knowing everything you already know about them. Don't pretend you don't know. You can use the hunches you have that you get from your relationship because that's authentic. You know, you may not have talked about it, but you might say, hey, I have a hunch that, you know, I've always felt this sadness from you. I remember doing that with a friend once when she said, finally, you can coach me. And I said to her, finally, I've always felt this sadness from you. Say more about that. And we got somewhere that we'd never gotten as really good friends because I could finally say it without, you know, crossing a line with her that she didn't want to cross. But I just wanted to throw that in because I'm significant. The other thing, I loved your hunch. That was a great hunch. And I love the fact that he, from that hunch, he could direct you, you know, that it's not that I don't see myself slipping back. It's that I have an easiness. So that was really good. Then you would move to what would it be like to focus attention on the things that are not feeling easy now? That was a great question. And you were very much leading in that sense. And so that's why I say I think it felt sort of comfortable for David, or that it was like, it felt like he was really surrounded by this, really a sort of a basket. I don't know what I call it, basket blanket of love, because you were very respectful. Can we approach the struggle? Can we approach the struggle being a bit of a struggle? What happens in your body when I say that? I love that. So I love when you got into the body, you got into the dream analysis, and the way you did it, I thought it was great. I really did. I love the message, and also that you took it to some kind of action, something that he could do with it. I loved what he came up with in the pool, and that you asked him, you had some ideas, and you asked him about that. That was really great, too, you know, and I like the way you did that. You didn't just throw it out. You asked him for it. So all in all, it was very respectful. I think that what you do, Robin, is you really tap into who people are very, very quickly. And I'll ask you to tell me where I'm wrong afterwards. And that you coach from that place. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Yes, in the coaching realm, I think that I feel myself doing that very successfully, and I guess it's a challenge that I'll need some coaching on of how to bring that into the rest of my life.
That's great. Yeah, that's always the way. Yeah. what you help people to do, you always need to do for yourself. Yep.
Yeah.
I totally understand that. So, yeah, great job. Thank you so much. I loved it.
I have a question.
Yeah, and that's what I'm just going to open up to you, those of you that are listening, other thoughts, questions, whatever. Yeah, go ahead. I'll just say your name because I don't know your name.
This is Danielle, and I wanted to give a big bravo to Robin. I absolutely was very inspired by that approach, in part because I would have done a totally different approach, and that opened my mind to, like, a different set of tools that I don't often turn to. So I just loved what you did, Robin, and I have no comments on what you did because I thought what you did is amazing. I have a question, though, for because it's sort of where my head would have gone. And I understand that, like, all sorts of approaches could be useful here. So I'm not saying that I think I was going to, but I probably would have gone straight to everything's gone to a standstill and done some work. Or maybe a metaphor around the struggle part. But I was curious about, okay, so you, maybe you do the work on the standstill, but I heard something from David around, you know, not sure what the next step is. And so I'm very, I feel like I'm very square three-ish in my coaching approach, you know. And so I had two questions. One would have been whether David would have been, like, whether, David, you're in a place where you would have wanted to be coached on the next step, because if I had done it, I would have wanted to know whether that would have been too pushy, whether really you don't want to know the next step and really it's better to, like, focus in on, like, the struggle you were feeling. And then the other question I have is for Bev, which is how might you deal with that next step? Like, he was saying definitely no to a website, but he did say the words, something along the lines of, I want to put myself out there. And so I wanted to hear from Bev on, you know, like, what maybe an approach to, you know, a next step would have been where he would have felt comfortable. I had some ideas, but I rather than put all my ideas out, I'd rather just hear from Bev on what that would have been.
Sure.
So those are two questions.
Sure. And yeah, sure. I can answer that first, but then we can get back to David, because he might correct me too in this, and this is his specific case. So in this specific case, I didn't, so what happens is people are, you know, when you look at, well, okay, what square is somebody in, right? So I hear often, you know, people are, let's say they're moving, doing things in sort of square three, but every time you come to a block in square three, you're back at square one. So you actually need to look at what's going on. So in this case, what I heard in this was that David was actually doing a lot.
Yes, I hear that too.
He talked about his process of how he does things. And what he said was that, you know, he sort of really goes with what feeling that it needs to happen. And at this point, there was nothing feeling that needed to happen. But my sense is that what he was feeling that needed to happen was dealing with this sense of struggle or thinking that he should be making some movement and he wasn't. And once he resolved that, what would happen was he would be able to say, oh, there's some clarity here. There's some energy, freer energy here. Hey, I'm feeling inspired to work on X. That's my sense. For me, this action piece happens very often just organically with people unblocking that piece. Like, so in this session, for example, with David, he would have worked on that. It would have ended the session. He would have had some action points around the struggle that Robin gave him and that he came up with himself. And I wouldn't do it in this session. I would wait till the next session and then start talking about, okay, what's happened since then? Tell me about where you are in terms of feeling stuck or not stuck and what kinds of things you're doing. That I'd want to know. I'd want to see what happened, what the result of that was. So that's pretty well how I would actually handle it. I think the step would be the step he was taking, as opposed to now it's time to write my about page and put that together.
Great. That's so helpful.
Yeah. So I would now ask David what the question you want to ask him, because I'd love to find out.
You want me to answer, or is she going to ask me?
Are you going to ask it?
The first question I had.
Yeah, I can't even remember what it was.
No, I'm good. I'm listening to everything, and I appreciate all the feedback and all the ideas, because I think all the ideas are spot on. I said, but for me right now, where I was, I think Robin nailed it as far as I needed to accept where I am right now and sit with that uncomfortableness. And then, Danielle, I think it would be a great next session to go into maybe what's next. But I don't necessarily know that what's next would have been appropriate for to wait all in all to try to do it in an hour session to make me, like, feel how I was feeling and also what's it going to be next. Because I think that would be a little too much because I think I really need to sit with the uncomfortableness of what I'm feeling and be okay with that first. And then I'll recognize that usually what's going on inside of me, it usually tries to percolate, and then I'll know a next step, and that's probably something that you know, we could coach on in the next session or something. But that's a good idea as well. I could see where you're going with
that. Yeah, I think I might have been, like, asking questions and feeling you out for where, just to be clear, feel you out for whether you really wanted to know the next step, but I did wanted to, because of my own tendency, it's really helpful to hear this feedback because then I will, you know, before I, you know, forge ahead, like, spend a little more time in the place that Robin was, which was beautiful. I loved hearing all that because it makes you realize that you don't want to forge ahead if the client's not ready.
Well, that's exactly right. But I also see where I can see where you would pick up. But I would have been, I'm usually open to just about anything, but I'm definitely going to tell you if it's not right and where it's uncomfortable or if it's like you're not spot on. But yeah, I would think it, like Beth said, I think it'd be great for the next session. I think that'd probably be the exact place to go to.
Right.
And in this one,
thank you, Beth.
The cool thing about this one too is that one of the things that was happening for this session is that we're trying to help David to learn, too, that action happens on the inside, not just on the outside. So if you started moving ahead on something else, it's almost like denying that message. But just in this case, it's like, you know, he's getting that, oh, this is my stuff, dealing with this stuff. I am doing something. No, that is the turnaround. I am doing something. We kind of turned around the thought without looking at the thought. And that happens a lot in coaching. You don't have to do the work to turn around a thought. That's where this session went. It turned around the thinking without acknowledging that, but just doing it in a different way. So just to say, this is what kind of starts to happen when you sort of pick apart the session and look at what's really going on. You start to see how the process is happening in different ways.
I'm coming back to that notion of David saying he's come to a standstill and feeling after this session like, hey, that's great, stand still.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Right, exactly. Well, that's what you've all made me realize that I kind of forgot where I've been going this whole time. And everything today has been a reminder of exactly what I've been doing. And I just kind of slipped up and forgot lately that that's what I need to do, which is exactly what I'm going to do. So thanks for the reminders, everybody.
Love it. Anybody else have a thought, comment, or question that you wanted to ask? Okay, so now we're going to have Maria coaching. Who would like to be coached? We got Tanya, we have Robin, we have Danielle. Jerry got coached all last week, so Jerry, I'm not going to ask you to coach, get coached. Who would like to be coached?
I'm willing to, if no one else steps up.
I think that no.
I would do it, but I just did it. But sorry.
So who was that that just said I'll do it? Was that Danielle?
That was Danielle. Yeah.
Perfect. That's great.
Hi, Danielle.
Maria? Hello, Maria.
Hello, Danielle. You guys, can you hear me well?
Yep.
Yes. Danielle, can you hear me? Okay. Great.
I can hear you.
How are you, Danielle?
I'm well. I'm on vacation, so particularly good this time.
Your vacation is good, and you said particularly good. That's great. Are you in a wonderful place? Where are you?
I'm in a wonderful place. I'm in a beautiful, in the Rockies, the Canadian Rockies, and, yeah, just doing well. But I did volunteer because of coaching, in the coaching practice issues, and so I can I yes. have not
well,
prepared
right
for this
it.
At all, so you should just go where we're going to go.
That's right, and that's sometimes the best, right? When you're unprepared, it's great to kind of see what comes from that. So talk
exactly.
to me a little bit about that particular thing that is on your mind or, you know, is causing you some unrest.
Yes. So it's sort of, it's a little bit aligned with where David is in the sense of here we are at this like juncture. We're about to hit this juncture in our coaching where, you know, we get our hours and certification. And then I'm just about to put myself into this world, coaching world. And, actually what's coming up for me as I just sit here and talk, I am trying to make a decision about whether to step back from my job. I have a 60% position at an organization. Take a step back and then become a consultant instead of a part-time staff. But the consultancy piece will make me feel a little bit more flexibility so I can build a coaching practice. But there are downsides with, I mean, it's all about pros and cons with that. I've already explored consulting, like going to some groups and saying, would you hire me if I was available?
Okay.
And some sort of very general conversations with my organization, you know, because I've been very frustrated there anyway. But I think it's a little scary to make that pull the trigger, like to actually go back and say, I'm going to leave. And then to start a consultancy where I may or may not, I mean, I think I'm sort of lining it up so that maybe I'd have some guaranteed hours as a consultant. So it's not like I'm diving into the complete abyss here. It's more
okay.
that I'm lining things up so that I have a certain number of hours. But it's just a scary, it's a scary step because it's going from here in the United States, we have, you know, go to no healthcare. So we'll be like buying healthcare off the shelf because my husband's a consultant and then I'd be a consultant. Therefore we would have no health insurance through me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big step.
Okay.
But you can buy health insurance. Nowadays, hopefully Obamacare has made things a little bit better. In that respect,
right.
And then to the world of consultancy where you haven't, there's uncertainty. It's not, I can't line it up that it's 100%, like everybody's going to hire me for this much. But then it gives me flexibility to really dive into coaching in a way that I want so that I can also in the uncertain world, but I can really give my energy and my heart to that part. So that excites me.
Okay.
But there's fear about this
right.
Moving from to a little bit. Well, you know, I don't know. I guess my body's saying it's a big. It's a big step, and my head's
okay.
trying to make it
okay.
into a smaller step.
Okay.
So that's the issue.
So that's the issue. The issue, and tell me where I'm wrong. The issue. Well, I'll give you my hunch.
Yeah.
But what I've heard
yeah.
is
yeah.
that you want to take a step. You're afraid or scared of the uncertainty of that step. And it sounds to me like you have thought through the process and are still feeling a sense of more fear than certainty about making this particular step. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Yes, definitely. Definitely the uncertain. Yeah, it's that fears kind of crop up about I guess a little part of me is sort of saying you're doing the thing that is easiest for you, Danielle.
Okay.
You know, sort of like this is the easier way, but it's you're it's less secure. So there's a part of me, it's like you should stay in the secure position longer.
Okay.
Yeah, you should
Danielle,
stay in the secure
more
position.
About, okay. Okay, you should stay in the more secure position longer. Okay, but I heard you say prior to that that you're hearing something say you're doing
the thing, you're doing this the easier way.
Yeah, like, it, yeah, because it's that I'm looking forward to
say more
flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Say more?
Yeah, say more about that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like that, there's sort of two paths, and one path is like consultancy, which is more flexibility, a little bit more like where I'm. Yeah, I mean, somehow I feel like the consultancy approach is better for me, and that the other way is harder because I'm staying in a position I'm not happy in order to keep health insurance for the family. In order, well, not that we wouldn't have health insurance on the other side. We would have health insurance regardless. But somehow I feel a little bit like I'm being selfish about what this other path that I'm thinking about. Like I may be pulling the trigger too soon and maybe I should wait longer to, you know, it's hard because there's a cart and horse where in a way I kind of think I need to, there's a part of me that's saying doing this now so I can make room for the coaching to grow is a good thing. But there's just still this, like, yeah, the swirling in my head around maybe I should stay, maybe I should stay, maybe I should stay in the current position because that's the right thing to do.
Okay. Okay. I got it. So it's, you said something earlier that I'd like to go back to where you said your body was saying that it felt okay with this, the option of consultancy. And I do want to say that I heard when you talked about flexibility, you spoke a lot with a lot more certainty and, your voice was a little, lighter. Whereas as you were talking through it, you didn't sound so certain, but when you got to the part about flexibility, it sounded like a weight, a little bit of a weight was removed. So I want to talk a little bit. I want to go, let's connect with your body a bit regarding these options as you think through it. And let's just take a moment. And if you are sitting, just feel we're going to move you into your body. And if you could take a deep breath in. And right now we're going to just move your mind away from just the uncertainty of the options and just kind of get centered into your body. So let's take a deep breath in and exhale. In again and exhale. You feel your feet planted wherever you're seated and just move your attention to how you're sitting, your hips. If you could just take a more relaxed posture and just take a deep breath. And you just tell me when you just feel more anchored and more present in the moment.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, all right. And now I want for you to bring your mind actually to something positive that we discussed, and that was your vacation. You are on vacation. You're in the Rockies, and it sounded very enjoyable. You sounded happy there. And so there's some distance right now from work and just the uncertainty that your decision brings. So I just want you to, if you can, I don't know if you're near a window or you can look outside and just connect with nature and where you actually are. Are you able to do that, Danielle?
I have to walk across the room to do that. I am now standing in front of a window, looking at beautiful forest. Yes.
Awesome. Beautiful forest. Okay, great. All right, Danielle, who's standing and looking at the beautiful forest, Can you, you have two options that you discussed. One is taking on a consultancy position and moving away from a more secure and established position within your job. Can you tell me, when you think about this option, where do you feel it in your body?
Well, I felt like right when you said consultancy, I imagined my clients, which includes my current group, but another group has expressed interest, and I imagine working on projects for both groups.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately there was like a little tingling in my body of like just resolution. It's almost like I went from little stressed out cells in my body, and they all kind of just resolved. It was like the stress kind of went away. It was like a feeling of not thinking about the other things. I'm just thinking I am in this place of I'm a consultant. I'm building the coaching business. I'm exploring.
Mm-hmm.
And it does feel like a really nice space to be in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And so when you think about staying with your company, where do you feel that in your body?
Well, it's not heavy in terms of staying, but it's not light. It's like neutral.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little bit of stress builds in. It's sort of, I know this path because I'm in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of like, I mean, I don't have heavy stress around it. I mean, being on vacation sort of helps them. I'm feeling pretty good. It's hard for me to get good there, but it's basically a little bit of like my body's just kind of like, okay, just hold on. You can do it. You know, a little bit of, it's not like unstress and lightness. It's like, it's a little bit of like, just hang in there.
Just hang in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's not like,
but
like, it's definitely different from the other feeling.
It's a different feeling. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go back to option one, because it sounds like your body is telling you, when we compare the two, even though option two, which is staying, is not very overwhelming, it sounds as though you have a lighter feeling in your body and you feel better about having freedom, flexibility, and working in a consultancy position.
Yeah.
So tell me where I'm wrong.
No, that's, I feel, yeah, it definitely has, and it's been like this for a while, this feeling of a very good feeling. I mean, I'm working just as much as I am, but there's something that is freeing, like freedom feels.
Oh, wow.
That's a big one. Yeah, freedom from in the other path, it's, you know, really tethered to this. That's the organization, all the stuff that goes on within it, all the pressures within it, whereas a consultancy is just you have a project and you fix up. I mean, you know, a little bit of grass is green on the other side going on here. I acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Freedom from feeling, I feel sort of constricted and I feel a little bit like I'm stuck. You feel stuck when you're.
Right.
When I'm in the other one, when I'm in my current position.
Okay.
Stuck.
You're stuck. Okay. So we are going to hold on to this sense of freedom that you feel if you imagine working in the consultancy. And now I want us to explore the thought or capture a thought around what taking that step towards the consultancy, the hesitation, or what might be holding you back from taking that step. and we talked about uncertainty and fear, specifically around health insurance and things of that nature. So would you like to do some work to capture the thought of what exactly is holding you back fully from the freedom that your body feels when you think about the flexibility?
Sure.
Is there a thought, a specific thought that comes to mind as you think about the cons of option number one, the consultancy?
Well, maybe it would be useful for me to spend a little time in the self, I'm being selfish place.
Yes. I did have that.
That's a deeper thought.
Yeah,
right now?
I had that. I did have that highlighted. I'm being selfish is one thought.
That's the easier.
Yeah.
But I think selfish is a little bit more, because my husband has hesitancy about this. I mean, he's supportive, and yet, you know,
okay.
I feel a little bit like, because I already went to 60%, so this was, I already sort of asked the family to endure a big reduction in my salary so that I can explore coaching. So I feel bad about that. And now I'm like, oh, no, I want to do consultancy. So I kind of feel like I'm too much rope. And I have a very supportive husband, so I'm kind of, it's sort of like he's supportive and he knows how unhappy I am in my position. But it doesn't matter. I still have this, like, I'm being selfish. This is all for my fun. And anyway, I think that's pretty much my deeper thought.
Okay. So, Danielle, before we explore that thought, I'm getting a sense that this is not the first time that you have had a thought where you've judged yourself for making decisions in support of yourself and your happiness. Tell me where I'm wrong.
You would not be wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And so can you say a little bit more about that?
Well, I think it's sort of a part of me that is, I've always worked very, very hard in my life. I've always been sort of a slave driver of myself. And being in this coaching world has been transformational for me, because now I'm doing things that make me happier. You know, happier.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a transformation that I think everybody's appreciated. But there is still that little thought that's like, I used to work 50, 60-hour weeks. You know, a little bit of that, a little bit of just, and yet that made me an unhappy person. You know, I know that.
Okay.
Like, I have the part, there's a strong part of me that knows that this is a good path for me to be on for, like, the, but I still have a little part of me that's like, shouldn't you work hard and make money and bring money into the household? And I think that's sort of part of this is, I'm on this big transformation. The transformation, as it unfolds, there's always another step or in the transformation. And each step makes me feel like I'm happier. I'm going toward a good place. But then there's this old, I guess, feeling of like, you are, I don't know, you need to work. Or you need to like make money. You need to, you know, bring income into the family. I don't know, that stuff.
Okay.
And I'm struck. So, yeah, there's an actual consequence. The consequence is there is a financial consequence every time I do that. So it's not like there's not reality behind it. There is an actual financial consequence to my decisions. But I kind of am trying to accept that that's part of what happens in a transition, in a career transition, that there is some interim things that happen where you lose some income and then you might go back to the same or a better income, and that's unknown, but it doesn't change the fact that there are actual consequences to this process.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'd like for us to do the work on the thought. And as you said more, I got a sense that we could go down the road of I'm being selfish, and I felt like we needed to expand that thought a little bit so we could do some turnarounds.
And so what I got just now, though, was this thought of you need to work to make money to support, you need to work to make money, this old feeling, which is more of a thought than a feeling, you need to work to make money to contribute to your family.
Yeah.
I thought if we could, so you tell me where you sense you'd like to do some work around I'm being selfish in making this decision for me, I think is a good thought, or you need to work to make money to contribute to your family.
I think the selfish is still better because,
okay.
Yeah, just somehow there's something.
So let's go there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the first, they're all good. Yeah, you can work any of them.
Yeah.
But this is the painful part of it. Yeah.
So the painful part where you feel it is that I am being selfish. So let's get the thought so we can start. I am being selfish by making
choosing coaching is really what's happening here. By choosing coaching.
Okay. Okay, I'm being selfish by choosing coaching. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Is that true, Danielle?
You know, it must be a sticky thought because I feel like yes.
You do feel that you are.
Yeah, I think that's really, this is the right thought, because all of a sudden I feel really painful inside. Like when you said that, I was like, oh, yeah, I think this is what's going on.
Well, so it is,
yeah.
Is it absolutely true that you are being selfish by choosing coaching? Is that absolutely true?
No, it's not absolutely true.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how do you act when you think that thought? I am being selfish by choosing coaching. How do you treat yourself, Danielle?
Oh, I don't know. I just work really hard. I just I feel very anxious about coaching, like the business part of it. Like, gotta get this going. So that's a little bit, and I'm driving it. You know, it just somehow creates a little bit more pressure around the coaching than I want it to, because I like the idea of that unfold, that part, the business part unfolding naturally. So I put too much, I think, like I just, but I think how I treat myself is, I just don't treat myself well, because I just feel like, you know, when you have family, it's, somehow there's just this deep-seated thing inside myself about I need to not prioritize myself, something about,
yeah.
You know, you.
Okay.
Now
and how do you
prioritize yourself?
Okay. So you don't treat yourself well and you
put
pressure on yourself. How do you treat others? How do you treat your husband and.
Yeah. I feel a little stressed out about the conversations. The conversations are a little more stressful.
Mm-hmm.
I maybe become a little more defensive of my position of being coaching. So instead of just understanding his concerns, I'm like, I feel like I have to defend coaching. You know? So then it just turns into a bad conversation. It's not all bad. I mean, mostly it's great, but I'm still like, I got to defend coaching, and somehow I have to like justify this stuff. But it's not. Yeah, there's.
Okay.
There's painful around.
It's painful.
Yeah.
Well, so let's see if we can turn around that thought. Let's say you could not think the thought.
Right.
I am selfish by choosing coaching. All of a sudden, you have lost the ability to even have that thought. Who are you without that thought? The thought is gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I'm sort of in the decision making phase, and I'm trying to imagine I'm still deciding.
but I don't have this thought.
Mhm. Mhm.
I think it's more information collection. It's more. I mean, I will say that surrounding this situation, the scenario,
mm-hmm.
circumstances, is still a lack of information. The money is important, like in the sense of knowing, like how much of a drop this potential decision will be, right? But I don't. And the drop is okay. It's this question of how much of a drop. So I don't have enough information
yet
to make
this right.
But I think that I, without it, I'm not immediately feeling selfish by choosing it. I'm just like, oh, this is a decision that requires more information. I've done one part of it, but not all of it. Like I have some information about willingness to hire me. But I don't have information about how many hours and what my rate might be, so I still have more information I have to get.
Right.
The cost of health insurance, which is a loss. And I think what it is that, and I'm still planning to do this. I mean, this was always in the cards of my process, but it's if I could approach it more as the information gathering that I needed to be, that... I just am gathering information. I'm making, and not looking. I do want to obviously go to the other path, but I don't feel yet ready until the information's in front of me. And maybe I'll find that the information will, be clear.
Danielle, I'm smiling. I'm smiling because, we could have gone down the road of turnaround. But there was a sense of peace that you got when you could no longer think the thought that you were being selfish. It was almost as though that thought was layering some emotionalism. But once you took that thought away, you had more clarity as to where you actually stood, where you were. And that was you are in the decision gathering phase. And so how does your body feel as you think about, wait a minute, I no longer have that thought. Here's where I actually am.
It was good. I actually felt, I love the whole idea of dropping the thought because then my body just goes to the whatever's the situation and I can look at the circumstance and say, oh, I just need more information and then I'm not, I have layered that on top of everything, and so the process has been a bit more painful because it's just layered right there in front of every little conversation, every little, there's a process I'm going through, and I'm doing the process, but I'm doing the process of pain. And it's been, it's been a heavy process, and I just,
right.
In the end, and my husband is supporting the process because he also is like, what's the numbers? So it's not like I have support. It's more like we're both just curious. And if it turns out, and I have a hunch, my own hunch, that it'll actually look okay money-wise. But I also just need, once I have that information, then I can let my, the through body compass sort of approach. I know sort of where I would like to head, but then the selfishness part might be less because the information has demonstrated that, in fact,
you don't necessarily have to be selfish if you have done all of the work.
Right.
Yeah.
It's sort of, exactly. Like, I just definitely need more information here. There's no doubt about that. So that's good. That made me feel a little bit less pain around just the process itself, which needs to unfold with the information. So that's for sure made a big difference right away.
Wow. If I could pause for a second, Bev.
Yeah.
I could go down the path of work, but I feel as though we had a big breakthrough here. Would you suggest that I go down the path of the work, or could we sit here for a moment and just do some steps around, which is where I'm inclined to go, some steps around the research and, you know, just what steps she could take to feel better in this process?
So, I thought we were kind of at a natural close. And so I would suggest, why not go to where you're going? I will give you some input after. I think it might actually, but in the interest of time, not.
Right.
I think it might actually be good to do the work only because.
Yeah.
So this was great, right? Only because I'm thinking she needs some, it would be like a little bit more grounding in some of the turnaround. I mean, I'm already seeing the turnarounds, of course. And
I'm seeing
her finding evidence. I'm seeing her finding evidence for those turnarounds, which would help her. But in the interest of time, I just wanted to say that. But in the interest of time, go just do what you wanted to do just to wrap it up, and then we can talk about it.
Yes. Okay. All right, Danielle. So I guess that we are here at a point where you are saying, I can't think the thought. I actually have more work to do. Can you talk about what that work is and highlight three steps? Three things that you think you can do that would move you more along the path of making a much more informed and clear decision?
Well, we have talked about one of them, and I have actually never even looked. This is like kind of profound that I haven't looked. So I don't know what's inside of me not doing this, but the step I really – and you can do it so quickly online these days. So – I want to figure out the health insurance cost. That's really got to be priority number one. And then I did already the turtle step of reaching out to a group organization that I thought might hire me, who right away immediately and said, yes, we'd love to, however we can work with you, we'd love to work with you. So anyway, they asked me to send them my resume, and I did that. So I have that piece. And then so I'm just going to have a conversation with them about hours when I get back, and then the next that's already in process, and then the third is to sit down with I have to feel comfortable about the health insurance issue, but to actually sit down with my own organization and find out about the possibility of me transitioning from being a staff person to a consultant, which happens all the time at my organization, and maybe what my hours and rate would be. And then I would have three key pieces of information. And a part of it, I think, is simply some of this stuff will take a little time to unfold. So it's like a matter of weeks, not days, in part because I'm on vacation. So I think part of it is me just being okay that this will take a little time to unfold, but not to layer on that, that selfishness. And then I just want to mention quickly that I will do the work on that thought, you know, myself. I mean, only because I won't be able to connect with you, Maria, while I'm on vacation. But because otherwise I would have you coach me.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say we should schedule some time and just work through it. But, yeah, okay.
Well, we could do it even after I'm back, but I could even, like, write it out, because I think the turnarounds will be helpful I already can see the turnarounds too being helpful. But doing that little piece of just working to – pull that layer off. If that layer were not there, I think I would be a lot more, I'd actually probably be more productive, and I certainly would be able to work through this and give myself a break, basically, from making this decision, even if I step away from it in the end. Like even if I stick with my current, then I'm not layering that on.
Well, even though we haven't done, you know, the work together, I do think that you sound a lot lighter. And
I feel a lot lighter. I do.
Yeah. I'm glad that we had a chance to process it. Okay. There you go. That's it. Yeah.
Great.
All right.
That's wonderful. So we're going to go over just a little bit just to talk about all of this. Great session. So, first of all, we'll start with Danielle. What was that like for you? What worked? What, you know, what didn't, if anything? Can you share that with us?
Yeah, well, it was great. I came in without any preconceptions of what I was going to talk about, and then my head took me straight to this, you know, place. The part I really thought was powerful, the most powerful for me, is when somehow through your questions, you were able to uncover the selfish part. That was important because I don't actually I don't even think about that. Like I pushed it so far down that I kind of buried it because it's a pretty painful thought. It's like, you know, for me, it's like, ah, and the fact that you uncovered it and then we could do a little work on it was like super healing. Cause I've been spending a lot of time in the thinking area. So that was sort of the most beautiful part of what you did, was that you were able to, through the questions, uncover the most painful thought, which was kind of buried underneath the other thoughts, which were more about like money and pros and cons. And anyway, so that's the part I thought was the best. And then we just dropping the thought, I know we could have done the work and we probably would have been really powerful to even go through that, but we have not as much time. Just dropping the thought allowed me to feel more lightness as I'm going through the process, because I think that I'm already in the process, so I didn't need as much coaching around like moving forward. I'm a very forward person. I move quickly, almost too quickly sometimes. So for me, it was really about the thought. So that was the part that was best. Great job.
Wonderful.
As always.
Maria, what did you like? What worked for you? What did you think you would have done differently, if anything?
What worked was not going in, like Robin, I had the work all prepared and felt like I could go there, right there. You know, there was enough that came up early on.
Yep.
But I felt like I wanted to listen to Danielle a little bit more, even though time was moving along. And I wanted to just, you know, like I could kind of feel her anxiety around some of the thoughts, and I felt like she needed to kind of get some stuff out before we could really latch on to that one thing. So in a way that was great. I thought it was good, but there was a part of me that kept saying, okay, I want to really get to that thing. So it was a double-edged sword, but I did think generally that we got to a good place, and I felt like Danielle was, you know, she helped herself. She did most of the talking and, you know, got to that place herself. So, I thought it went generally well.
With your help.
I'm trying to get that in there. She's about to say, you did it all yourself and it was easy, I did nothing. No, you asked the question. You asked in a way that she could understand. You circled back. You decided where you were going to focus. You decided where you were not going to focus. You decided what was more important. You decided that you wanted to get her to that place where she could feel what was going on. So it didn't just happen. Just saying. Just wanted
to say that. Okay. Yeah.
Anything else that you wanted to mention, Danielle, about what you liked or did not like in this session for you? Oh, sorry, Maria. I meant Maria. Excuse me.
Maria. No. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. No, I think that it was, you know, I'm kind of learning that my style is very collaborative. And so, you know, I still have to figure out where, you know, how I feel about that a little bit. But, no, I think it generally went well. I felt like we got to a good place.
Okay. I'm going to ask you one specific question just because I'm talking to you and I have a hunch. What were you really proud about doing in this session?
Getting Danielle to a place of awareness.
Okay.
Right.
I'm asking that question because I want you to claim it. I want you to claim that you have
I as my, my mind to a place of awareness. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Just give you some feedback on here on this. Just I'm just looking at the notes I wrote in no order whatsoever. Oh yeah, so she was talking about started out talking about it's scary, blah blah blah. I was curious about why, but you went there. You, like you got to the place you needed to go to. It's going. So you talked about all of the stuff that she needed to do. She talked about there was a comment that I wrote down, and so she was talking about fear a lot, and I, and the comment I wrote had nothing to do with coaching, but it was the whole sense that it almost seems like. She was telling herself that, oh, the fear, when the fear disappears, then I'll know it's the right thing to do. And I was like,
yes.
Oh, the fear's not going to disappear. It's just part of the game. But I was just, that was just a
comment.
And so that's when she went into, I'm being selfish, I'm pulling the trigger too soon, the right thing to do is stay in this position. So that's when it was all, you know, marmoset, what?
Yeah.
It was that. And so you went, I love the fact that you went into your, went into the body and the way you asked and to give some feedback about flexibility connects to the body requiring, regarding the options. You moved slowly, it's nice. You got her through into the body. I loved when you said move, you know, connect to nature, get somewhere and she moved to that. And so she could get right into the felt sense and you got through that word of freedom. With her. And then you asked her if there any specific thought that comes to mind, which I really like too, and with the I'm being selfish thought. But I love your, just before this, I have a hunch that this is not the first time you've judged yourself in support of your decision. Oh my God. I wrote a big excellent there. Because what you were pointing out to her was a pattern. And that sunk in. It was like, oh yeah, that's what I do. That's what's going on here. That was like a big click I found in the session. And then she talked about all that. I've always worked very hard. This is a transformation, the strong part of me that knows this is a good path. And then she talked about there being an old feeling. So the only thing that the additional stuff in there, it would have been really cool to go back into that old feeling because you've got this old feeling of I have to work hard. I'm selfish if I do other stuff. It would be interesting to take a look using the body for her to embody that sensation. That would be meaningful in there also. So that's like just another little piece of work that would be cool to do. When you got to the thought, I'm being selfish by choosing coaching, I thought it was really great the way you defined the thought and got her to define the thought. I wrote that. Great forgetting the thought with 3 exclamation marks. So it was a really great, concise thought that she contributed to and you helped her get. I'm self-effective coaching. Great thought. Then you went there and you went to the place where she, without that thought, which was really great, in this, so I did write one note here. I kind of wanted to her to stay a little longer, even though she was there, to stay a little longer in that feeling. Because it's that feeling that is haunting. So that was really good. It was good, but it was also good without, you know, without the thought. How does it feel? And yes, in this case, I would. Do the turnaround because it's such an old, deep way of being for her. And it sounds like this is the transformation. Rather than the shift in the job, this is the transformation for her.
Yes.
So to decide, I can do things that are right for me, and that is, it's not selfish. It's being, you know, that's being self-nurturing. And self-nurturing is good because then I have more to give, that kind of thing. So you did it. I thought you did a great job. It was, you have a style that is very embracing, that you are, you're a little cautious.
Yeah.
A little cautious. I mean, a little cautious, and you have no reason to be, but I can understand being cautious because, you know, you're doing this, right? My sense is that as you do this more, you'll gain more confidence because you know what you're doing, and that you're feeling into it, and you're feeling into the person. So, but you do lead, too. You do lead the process, and I think it is important to lead the process when you're coaching. Leading the process is like leading from behind, in a sense, but you're still leading the process, helping you to get to where she needs to get to. I thought you did a great job, really great job.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, great. No, that was great feedback. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, you are so welcome. So you guys, you did amazing. I'm so glad I did not jump in at all because it was great just to hear, you know, you have the freedom to go where you want to go and to come back to, you know, where it went. And two wonderful examples. It is amazing to listen to the coach here. It's so fun. Oh, my goodness. All right. So what I would suggest is have a really good week. We're on next week, Monday, right? It's not. Is it the long weekend yet? Not sure. Well, anyways, our next call, we're doing more of the same thing. If you want to coach, please volunteer to get coached because then we can sort of save time. And if you know there's people who weren't at class today that you talk to or coach during the week, encourage them to come and if they're not on vacation, because I know lots of people are on vacation, come and coach so they can get some feedback. Thanks, everybody. Oh, I should
go through your insights.
Yeah, one insight before we go. How about just go through the names if you're all here still. So one takeaway or insight that you have after today's call. Jerry, how about you? Jerry might be muted.
I am, and it took me all that time to get unmuted. I'm really sorry.
That's okay.
So for Robin and for Maria, my insight was, I wouldn't have done the dream analysis. That's so cool to use it there with Robin. And with Maria, I would have gone right into the work, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I love how she did the body work first to make her feel it. Mm-hmm. So that was my insight to gain a different way of going about things. Thank you, Robin and Maria.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
Maria, one takeaway for you.
For me is don't be so cautious. Just go where your instinct leads you and go and get in it.
And you are in it. So I just want you to know that you are in it. You are in it. That cautiousness is just, I know I can feel it. It's like she's a little cautious, but it doesn't come across. In your coaching, it doesn't matter, really.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Tanya, one takeaway for you.
I think it's pretty much the same as Jerry's. In both calls, there were moments that I was thinking, okay, this is what you need to do. And both times, both of the coaches did something completely different. And so that was really cool to see a twist on what I would have done.
Yeah, love it. Thank you. Love that. Thanks, Tanya. Danielle.
Thank you.
Take away.
No, I kind of have the same comment or inspiration as the other two, just to be more open to going down a path of not going straight to the work and just seeing if there's other places that you can bring your client before you plunge into that, if it makes sense. But, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Thanks. Robin, one takeaway?
I loved how Maria touched on all three squares, 1, 2, and 3, in her session. And so the takeaway was that it's not necessarily square 1, 2, or 3 coaching. It can be all of them.
Love it. Thanks, Robin. And David.
Thanks, Robin.
We all have our own styles, and to lean into those styles and to trust your intuition and let your intuition guide you through these sessions.
I'd say that's all I couldn't say it any better. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Beth.
Hi, you're welcome.
Bye.